What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I am a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how our narcissist in the bedroom, clapping cheeks, all that other good stuff that people want to hear about. What are they like in the bedroom and whatnot, y'all? But before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure y'all tune in every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for my live show called Waving the Red Flag. We have a lot of great stuff going on YouTube and Facebook. This week's show is about going no contact, how to go no contact, stay no contact, all the other good stuff. Waving the red flag, live on YouTube and Facebook every single week. But yeah, y'all, yes. What are narcissists like in the bedroom?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yeah, I know a lot of people just like narcissists, or some people are going to just, everybody's going to have a different perspective, y'all. Everybody's going to have a different perspective of who you, when you've dealt with a narcissistic person. But from the mind of a narcissist, it's just like, you know, in the bedroom, they want, a lot of them want control. They want control over you. They want control over every aspect of who you are, over your body, over their body, over how long it goes, where, who, what, when, why, where, who, what, all that other good stuff. You know, they want absolute control in these situations. And now when I'm talking to a lot of people, they're just like, well, Lee, That's so fine and dandy, but no, some people like when the other person is in control. Some people might like when the narcissistic person is in control, but a lot of narcissists are out to serve themselves in the bedroom. When you're clapping cheeks, having sex, whatever y'all want to say, you know, it's just like they're out to serve themselves. You know, they are using your body. A lot of them, not all of them, y'all, a lot of them are using your body as an object to please themselves. Not to please you. Some of them do not care if you are pleased or whatever the situation arises. Some of them absolutely just are out to just please themselves. They want to please themselves. Like, they might say they want to control and dominate you. So like, okay, here we go. 35 seconds, in and out, done. You know, in and out, done. They want to control you and you. Some of them use you and abuse you also in the bedroom. You know, they absolutely do that. Because like I said, they want that control. And you get a lot of times where you get narcissistic people who are into BDSM because of that controlling aspect, because of that, dominant submissive aspect. A lot of times, sometimes they get into the BDSM part of it because some of them are sadistic and they want to beat you. They want to consensually beat your ass. So they'll get you into BDSM, or they themselves will be into BDSM, and they will consensually beat your ass. That's what they will do. Some of them will absolutely put their hands on you. Some of them will absolutely beat on you because of it. You know what I mean? Some of them will absolutely do that. They'll literally hop on there. I mean, tie you up. Whatever, you know, I ain't going into too much graphic detail, but some of them will tie you up, handcuff you, breath play. They want to control, like stop you from breathing, choke you, whatever it is. They want to beat you and cause you pain because they like it. They want to see you in pain. They want to be in control of your pain. They want to be in control of your suffering sometimes, in the bedroom. When it's supposed to be, you know, and there's nothing against, if you are into BDSM or breath play or whatever you're into, that's fine and dandy. This is not a judgment. That, like, we don't kink shame here. Whatever. So do you. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, do you. But when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you have to expect if they are into this, they are not, they are doing this, they might take it to the next level. Safe word, your safe word might go out the door. Oh, I didn't hear you. Pineapple, pineapple. Oops. I thought the I thought the safe word was grapefruit. You said pineapple. I didn't know what you're talking about. They'll catch you up, y'all. They're out to serve themselves and control you. It's like I said, some of them want to cause you pain. They just do. You have the sadistic, narcissistic person who wants to cause you pain throughout the day, but they can do it consensually in the bedroom because they're into this. And they, even if you are not into this, y'all, even if you are not into BDSM or birth play or getting tied up or getting your ass beat or choked or something like that, they will guilt trip you into it. If they really want to do it, they will guilt trip you into doing it. They will guilt trip you into into doing that type of stuff right there. They will guilt trip you. They will make you feel bad about not wanting to do it. Oh, you don't want to please me. Oh, well, if you're not going to do it, someone else is going to do it. You see what I'm saying? They will do that right there. Some of them will absolutely do that. But another thing that happens in the bedroom with narcissistic people, y'all, is that if this is kind of very specific to if narcissistic people have, you have a cheating narcissist, right? Where they might be super bland and vanilla with you, but if they, the person they cheat on you with, they treat them, they do the BDSM stuff with them. They do all that crazy wild stuff with them. They're more experimental with their affair partners or somebody along those lines right there. They like, it's bland vanilla with you, but with everybody else, they just jumping off the roof, hanging from the ceiling, whatever it is. And a lot of times because narcissistic people don't want to view their main partner in a negative light. They don't want to treat you like dirt in the bedroom because it makes them view you in a different light. They want to have this purity. They want to look at you in this purity light sometimes where they don't do the nasty, filthy, dirty stuff to you, but they do it to everybody else because they don't have the connection to them. They'll bland and clap the cheeks, whatever. They'll do whatever, regular cheek clapping with you. But out here in the real world, they out here like Spider-Man, and they do all kinds of wildness with somebody else because they don't want to view you in a weird light. You mean, I could do a longer video on that right there. But that happens a lot. Like, you look like, I've heard this story so many times from people that have caught their narcissistic partner cheating or something like that. They'll say like, well, the thing that hurt the most, I looked through their phone and I saw that they like to get tied up or they like to get beaten and choked and stuff like that by their fair partner, or they like to tie their fair partner up or beat or choke them or whatever. But with me, that's like, it's just like boring. Like, it's just regular. I was like, yeah, because they don't want to view you in a dirty light. You're not dirty. They don't want to view you in a light of you being, you know, less than, because they view people as objects. And if you're a sexual object to them, then they view you as less than them. They view you as a damn near subhuman. You see what I'm saying? So it has less to do with, it has them wanting to keep you in this purity light, especially if they don't want to leave you. If they want to stay with you, they'll definitely keep you in this, try to keep you in this purity light. You know what I mean? Not all of them do this, y'all, but some of them very much will do this type of stuff right there. Where they'll want to keep you in this, like I said, purity light to preserve you or whatever, you know, whatever weird words y'all want to use or whatnot. But it happens quite a bit in these toxic relationship dynamics and whatnot. So, and that's what I'm telling people, like, this happens quite a bit. It's just not you that's going through this. You know, a lot of people go through the same exact experience with narcissistic people because the narcissistic person, you know, they don't really know what's going on in this space. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm just saying. So in this dynamic right here, and this is what I like to tell a lot of people, when in the bedroom with a narcissistic person, y'all, they want that absolute control. They do. They want to control, dominate, do whatever they feel is necessary to take the power away from you and strip you down. Now, you get narcissistic people, male, female, or whatnot, they, in the bedroom, they'll withhold the bedroom stuff too, y'all. They'll withhold the bedroom boom or the sex or whatever to control you and to punish you or whatever. You know, you get a lot of narcissistic people who do that. Like, they'll, you know, they'll be out here cheating on you and not sleeping with you. Like, y'all go, I heard these stories before, narcissistic person will go 6, 7, 8 months, a whole year without touching their partner, but be out there having affairs the whole time, you know, and this is wildness because a narcissist wants that control over you. They know, especially if they know that your like love language is like physical touch or something like that. If your love language is physical touch and you want them to physically touch you or something like that, and they just withhold it from you to hurt you, They withhold it from you to punish you, and they make you feel guilty for demanding it from them or something like that. It's just like you like, they'll make you feel like a damn whore, male, female whore, or whatever. In this situation, like, hey, you want to do something, have some fun tonight? Oh God, what is wrong with you? You're just so damn, you're a whore. Yeah, they make you feel bad about wanting to express yourself sexually with your partner. They'll make you feel bad about that, which is wild as hell, y'all. I'm just being realistic. They'll make you feel bad about it, and it's wild as hell that they do it like that. Yeah, but again, they want to demean you. They want to control you. They want to make you feel less than. So narcissistic people in the bedroom are going to go in a few different ways, you know? And it's just how they go. It's how they go about it. I know people are going to say, like, Lee, why don't you keep saying bedroom? Why don't you just say sex? We're adults here. Yo, these platforms have a very unique way of taking words that you say, if you say them during a certain time, and just dragging the platform down. I just like, I can't do that. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. So I appreciate that. Like, so yeah, make sure y'all tune in to Waving the Red Flag Show, because we're doing a no contact episode this week. Next week we'll probably talk about bedroom live. We'll have guests coming on and talk about their experiences with narcissistic people in the bedroom live. Because again, y'all, the last thing I cover is like how some narcissists in the bedroom, like, they want to be the best you ever had. You know? So they watch a lot of corn with a P. Replace that C with a P. They watch a lot of corno to get better at what they do with you. And some of them just prefer the corn over you because the corn allows them to control and stuff like that. That allows them to not to have to engage with you and things of that nature. But a lot of narcissists want to be the best you ever had. You know, not all of them are good at it, y'all. I promise you, not every single narcissistic person is good at clapping cheeks. Some of them are, but like, if you are with a narcissist because the sex is good, y'all, come on now. There's billions of genitalia out there. Because the sex is good with this one person, y'all, come on. Don't get whipped in the bedroom to the fact that when they have you out here looking silly as hell, going back into a toxic, abusive relationship where they might clap your cheeks good, but they punch you in the mouth or choke you or knock you, like literally knock you into next week, put hospitalize you or try to hurt you or something like that outside of the bedroom. Don't let some good sex lead to your detriment or you embarrassing yourself. I'll leave it with that, y'all. Anyway, y'all, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thanks so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you check out my self-love journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal. Help you rebuild their self-love and authenticity after a toxic relationship. Thank you.